Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, camping patriots, all of you that are out there in the on the water, on the lake, or at your campground on this Labor Day weekend. Good morning. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Oh, and let's not forget those of you, those of us who have to work and on your commute. Good morning to you, too. All right, good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white, even on Labor Day.
Yes, it is. Day of truth.
Well, if you're one of the many people that are camping, we're hoping that you are not getting flooded like they're experiencing in Nevada right now, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a crazy festival with Burning Man, and they're getting flooded out. The whole thing was canceled, which I can't exactly say that I wouldn't want it to get canceled from the looks of it. It sounds like quite the, I don't know. That's just, but there were 73,000 people that got trapped out there.
That's a lot of hippies all in one spot.
No kidding. And it sounds like quite a catastrophe. Nobody can get in or out of there. And also in Las Vegas, they are experiencing tremendous flooding through all the streets. And you can see the water is even up to the middle of the driver's window on one of the city buses as it plows through an intersection.
Right.
And so... Wow. We just hope that while you're camping or whatever you're doing this weekend, you're not experiencing anything like that.
That's right.
That's not the best camping.
what a weird fest.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even... Yeah, I totally agree. You wouldn't catch me even thinking about something like that. But there's also another thing going on in Taiwan. Thousands of people were evacuated, and at least 10,000 households are without power in Taiwan as Typhoon Haikui approaches. I'm sure I didn't say that the right way. It's probably Haikui. I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
This is the first tropical storm to hit the island in 4 years. And so that's kind of interesting that that's all happening right now. And especially when we can't exactly put the finger on whether that is because of geoengineering or whether that just happened. It's a happenstance, you know. And so especially when they use geoengineering to, you know, to do something wicked against their enemies. They're technically not allowed to use geoengineering against each other in nations. They've actually signed an agreement, a mutual agreement all around the world that they won't use it against each other because it's just too dangerous.
Well, speaking of that and a little closer to home, there is an agenda that's been set for a cloud seeding committee meeting Wednesday, September 6th, and this will be held on Zoom. We'll post the resource for this on our Telegram channel this morning, but this is taking place in Idaho, Blaine County, Weezer Irrigation District, Barber Pool Hydro are the program requests. I still got to try to make sense of this, but it's going to be a Zoom meeting, and here's your call-in number so you can be tracking this. But this is going to be taking place in Boise, so they're talking about cloud seeding, and there's all kinds of shenanigans going on right now all over the place. But the Patriots in Idaho have been tracking it, where they're building a water bank. They're talking about putting a moratorium on new wells.
Oh, wow.
Building a water bank and then estimating excessive usage.
Right.
And then the state taking water and exporting it out of the state.
Yeah, water banks are a nightmare. If anybody is paying attention to that in Idaho, fight that tooth and nail as hard as you can possibly fight against it. Water banks are a a horrible communist scourge to actually just flat out steal water from the people. So like when you need it, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
And so we've seen this happen in history in Colorado largely. And oh my gosh, so many farmers lost everything they had because they started this water banking garbage down there.
Yep, that's right. And the whole solution to this, this government program of cloud seeding, you know, who knows what type of chemicals are going to be involved in that process to make clouds so that they can maintain water levels. Well, you know, in the last couple of decades, with the ability to control or influence weather, it's not working.
Well, and first of all, cloud seeding, good grief, where have these people been? That was going on when I was like 10 or 12 years old over in Montana. My grandparents were part of some whole countywide thing where they were all contributing, like every farmer gave like $100 to pay for cloud seeding. That is old, old process.
Right.
I mean, geoengineering is so far beyond that. All they have to do now is just focus a little perfect circle or a perfect rectangle right over a certain area of 100 miles, 100 square miles or whatever, and they'll get exactly as much rain as you ever wanted. I mean, they dial it right in.
This is about control. This is about sustainable development, just like you talked in your book. This is about controlling water. This is about control.
Yep.
And, you know, if they want to cloud seed someplace, well, why don't you start where the droughts are?
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't.
Right.
And why don't you obliterate the clouds that are causing flooding?
Right.
But they don't.
Right.
So they are not... the government just needs to get out of the weather modification business completely, altogether.
And so, as I was saying earlier, all of the nations made a mutual agreement worldwide that they would not use geoengineering or the HAARP systems against each other,
right.
Against one nation against another nation. However, both Russia and the United States, which at the time was under the 44th president, who shall not be named.
Ooh.
And so it was stated that Putin accused the 44th president of using HAARP against his own people, meaning the American people. And Obama didn't refute it. He just flat out said, so are you.
Right.
And so, there is no law preventing any nation from using HAARP against its own people, which we've seen them do.
Right.
In fact, they've kind of perfected the technique over the past 20, 30 years now. And so the interesting part there is that individual states can actually prevent it from happening over their state if you pass legislation.
Right.
Where you, apparently, there was a couple bills that went through Washington legislature.
Right.
In fact, that never, you know, they never got passed or voted on, but they were written and basically saying that yes, you can make it illegal for any of that geoengineering to happen over your state.
That's right. Put them on probation. Say, okay, we need rain there in these months. And the flooding that's been happening up there, we need you to obliterate that so we don't have flooding this year. And if you fail to do that, we're shutting you down.
Right. I would just, boy, if you could pass a law, I would definitely want to keep that Pandora's box lid closed completely. I would just say no, not at all. No, thank you.
Right.
And because, boy, once you start saying, oh, well, yes, here, but not there, then just wait till all the corporations get their hands on that.
Right.
You know, here comes the lobbyists at that point.
There you go. Well, it's not being used as advertised, so shut it down. All right. Well,
that's right.
Let's go with, I'll tell you what, the word of the day would be just awesome right now.
The word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Numbers chapter 24, verses 15 through 19.
Numbers.
Which read under the title, Balaam's Fourth Prophecy. So he took up his oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the words of God and has the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also, his enemies shall be a possession. While Israel does valiantly, out of Jacob one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. And that's it. And who they're talking about here with this star, this star out of Jacob, where it says, out of Jacob one shall have dominion, one with a capital O, I might add.
Oh.
And so it says, there shall come, in the notes, there shall come a star out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, he shall have dominion. Here's another definite prediction of a person, a brilliant ruler, evidently meaning the same person as the Shiloh of Genesis 49:10, who is to rule the nations.
Oh.
And so this star is something that happens and is a reference to the end times, where we're at right now.
Right. And Christ.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting was this past Saturday during Bible study and listening to sermons on YouTube, we ran across something fascinating. And this is called the Revelation 12 Sign Reborn. And this is by Robert Breaker. And what he's describing is something nobody's paying attention to right now. This is really astonishing, because what he is showing is that right as we're approaching the Feast of Trumpets, all of these asteroids are showing up in the night sky around the constellation Virgo, which represents the Virgin.
Let me read this. Let me read Revelation 12, 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Now a great sign appeared in heaven. That means up in the sky. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth.
Okay, so
I'll stop right there.
Okay, so this is so exciting. I can't believe that this is not all over the news. This guy, he pulled up the fact that, so here's the constellation Virgo, just like Revelation 12 describes to a T, with the moon at her feet, the sun at her head. There is, names of asteroids that are specifically located right around this constellation.
Yes.
The first one being an asteroid named Child. Now get this.
No kidding.
This asteroid, this is a bizarre thing that it's even called Child. Who names an asteroid Child?
Right.
Well, apparently it was a woman way back in 1910 is the one that discovered this star.
Yes.
And she didn't know what to call it. So she just said, well, we'll just call it Child. Well, so here comes, 2023, the fall of 2023, this asteroid, which has not been anywhere around us for quite some time,
right,
is now suddenly in the exact place of where the Virgin would be giving birth, right?
Right.
It's called Child. And then just above the moon is another asteroid that shows up. Guess what its name is? Yeheshua, which is basically Jesus, right?
Right.
Well,
sure sounds like Jesus.
Well, not only that, but like we're saying, as you know, Feast of Trumpets is right around and takes place between the 14th through the 17th.
Yes.
And so here you have the constellation Virgo.
Right.
With the asteroid Child, where Child would be being born.
Right.
Jesus at the feet, the moon at her feet.
Yes.
And get this, right at the knee, there is another asteroid. They're called United Nations.
It's named United Nations.
Yes, yeah, this asteroid is seriously named United Nations. And guess what? There's one more. Right next to the United Nations asteroid is another asteroid called, guess what? Ukraine.
Yeah, now that's the one I couldn't find, but I'm looking at, because I use Stellarium, where you can see, the stars, the moon, and the planetary systems and all that stuff.
Right.
And because, we look up at the sky and we see, oh, man, look at that bright what is that? What planet? I'll run in and I'll jump. Oh, that's Venus or right. Mars or whatever. Well, so I pulled up Stellarium and I set it. I just basically scrolled through the dates. And on September 18th, the moon is at Virgo, the Virgin. The moon is at her feet.
The sun is at her head.
The sun is right on her shoulders. She's yep. clothed in the sun.
Yep.
And then that asteroid named Child is right between her legs. And the United Nations asteroid is like next to her hip. This is all converging on September 18th.
Right. And then also there's another asteroid. Get this. This asteroid right above the Child, this one is at her hip. The other ones, the UN and Ukraine asteroids that are at, those are like at her knee. The one at her hip is called Laban. Guess what Laban stands for? 7 years, right? And so Laban asteroid at her hip, and then another one at her hip called, guess what? Elijah. And so very, very fascinating to say the least, yep. especially because Robert Breaker pointed out, he said, well, yeah, then, you know, also this thing where Israel and the UK signed a 7-year agreement to deepen trade, tech, and security ties.
Yes.
And so we went, oh, really? That happened way back in March. And we missed that one.
Right.
I mean, that totally yep. went right by us. And so all of this stuff is converging right at the Feast of Trumpets.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the Feast of Trumpets runs through the 17th. And on the 18th is when the moon's at her feet, the sun's at her shoulders, the crown of 10, what is it?
Stars.
Right. Those are at her head.
It's 12 stars.
Is it? Yeah, 12 stars. Well, there's, you know, the planets and then stars and there's 12 of them there.
Right. Yep.
So this is just really, it was very fascinating. And we were told that God made the sun and the moon and the stars for times and seasons.
That's right.
For signs and seasons.
Yep. That's right.
And then here it says there'll be a sign in the heavens.
Right.
You know, this is just absolutely fascinating stuff.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
And so we we ran across that. Both of our jaws dropped. We looked at each other like, oh my gosh, how
right.
does everybody not know? How did this totally slip under the radar?
Well, the same thing happened in 2017 and people are like, oh, Feast of Trumpets, it's you know.
And 2015 with the four blood moons.
Right. But in 2017, it was the planet, was it Jupiter, I believe, that was kind of went into like retrograde motion, right, and then passed between her legs. And
then went back out, yeah.
Right. And people are saying, wow, this is amazing. But, I mean, the scripture says a child is born, and here's an asteroid that'll be precisely located there between your legs,
right.
named Child.
Yep.
This is just bizarre stuff. So, hey, he gave us these things as a sign. So
right.
he's, you know, what does that mean? I don't know, but
Be looking up.
Yeah, be looking
be up. Be looking up. And because like our calendar says that the Feast of Trumpets actually has the potential of starting the evening of the 14th. And then it says that Rosh Hashanah is actually on the 16th, which is a Saturday, of course.
Yeah, Sabbath.
So
That's
it's a Sabbath as well. And so, boy, anybody that is keeping the Sabbath with us, that could be extremely pertinent. And
yeah.
so, you know, be looking up and do a little study of this. We posted this on our channel already, but you can look it up on YouTube yourself. It's called The Revelation 12 Sign Reborn, Don't Look Up by Robert Breaker.
Yeah, and he's a minister that, he has a ministry, a English and Spanish speaking ministry
yep.
where he regularly teaches. He's got, you know, a huge following.
Right.
And it's very simple, basic, whiteboard, you know, dry erase.
He looks like a math teacher.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, really neat guy. We've watched a lot of his stuff and always enjoy it. But this was an eye opener.
Yeah, and when we saw it, it had only been posted for 2 days and already had like 215,000 views.
Sheesh.
And so So, wow, I just feel privileged like we got in, you know, like we slid into home base right at the right at the last second.
Just in time to share with you guys.
That's
so
right.
Go check it out for yourself.
Yep.
All right. Well, but our word of the day was Numbers. Why don't you put that out again?
Numbers 24, verses 15 through 19. And that's a random turning. And it's also talking about the Star of Israel.
Yes.
The out of Jacob, one shall have dominion. And you know, it's describing the star.
Wow. A random turning that ties right in with this other topic that we definitely wanted to share.
Yep.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Okay.
Wow, no kidding.
Well, let's take a break. You guys go check out JesusAppears.com and read all the resources, the videos, and everything else there. Get yourselves rapture ready and learn what that means. Don't get left behind. It's coming down to the wire. So, the website is JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back with a short segment two right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that website is prepping2-0.com. Well, Lady Liberty, here in the next about 5 minutes or so, we've got some pretty cool stuff to cover, more than we have time for.
That's right. Well, you know, fascinating stuff. You all remember hearing about the Attorney General that was starting to describe how Trump should not be allowed to be on the ballot because it goes in the face of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution,
right.
and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess who, of course, had to jump on to that bandwagon? It's none other than Adam Schiff, who says the, like Trump calls him, Watermelon Head. Adam Watermelon Head Schiff says the 14th Amendment disqualification fits Trump to a T.
Oh.
And, of course, he says on Sunday that he believes the argument that some of the legal experts are making that former President Trump is disqualified from holding office is accurate. Well, haha, take this, Adam. This is this federal judge here just dismissed the 14th Amendment lawsuit attempting to keep Trump off the ballot. So,
rightfully so.
So, woohoo, take that.
Yep. That's right.
So much for that. And if the one federal judge did it, I don't think anybody else is going to stand a chance.
That's right.
And so
people are recognizing what's going on, and they're seeing what's happening with Trump. The more they come after him, the higher is his numbers go, the bigger the crowds get, the more outspoken against the current regime they become.
Yep.
And I mean, across all the communities, the Cubans love him. The Hispanic community loves Trump. The Black community loves Trump, except for the communists, of course. And we're seeing that.
Right.
And this has got the Marxists scared.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we were listening to one clip from a Black man from, I believe it was South Carolina, who was just describing that this kind of stuff only tends to happen to Black people, that they get charged with things that they didn't do. And he said, and so this happens to Trump. And so he's one of us now.
Right. So I'm supporting Trump.
That's right. Thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Now, you had a clip
that
we got to get to.
That's right. And so here we've got the Democrats. You know, a lot is to be said when your enemy starts giving you compliments, right?
Right.
Here we have this clip from ABC on an episode of This Week with former DNC chair Donna Brazile. And listen to what she has to say about Trump.
Well, that's the question, Donna Brazile. What happens when it actually comes to a general election? There is a pattern in the last couple of elections where the Democrats are winning the close races.
Because I think the Democrats understand that, you know, you can beat the superficial, which we're seeing on the Republican side, with substance. And the substance, the policies, the practices of the Biden-Harris administration, improving people's lives. Look, this past week, this movement to reduce prescription drug prices, that's going to help Democrats. But I have to say something, because, George, I'm old enough to say this. I've seen two movements outside of the social justice movements in my life on the political side. One was the Reagan movement. Reagan had a hold on his base, the country at large. They saw him as someone who was willing to stand up for American values, whatever that might have meant. Now, I thought it was reactionary. The other movement I saw was Barack Obama, hope and change. That galvanized the American people. I've never seen anything like this with Donald Trump. I mean, what doesn't kill you make you stronger? Being indicted, that's making him stronger. Raising $10 million using an ugly mugshot to raise money. This is a movement. And anyone who thinks that you can apply the old political rules to trying to defeat this candidate based on he's scary, he's ugly, whatever you might want to call him, this is a movement. And we have to respect the fact that it's a movement.
That's right. You have to respect it. Now, that's somebody who you could, even you might disagree with them politically, but they respect what they're up against.
Right.
And they're scared of it. And this is exactly what doesn't kill you makes you stronger absolutely applies. In the process of trying to kill Trump, they're making him stronger than ever.
Right. And she was recognizing that as a respectable thing. You could tell the inflection in her voice. She's like, really?
Like, you people better be paying attention. This is the real deal.
Yep. This is a real live movement, absolutely, so to speak.
Well, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Don't forget to tune in and join us then. And you be safe out there going back home from Labor Day weekend activities. And we'll talk to you then.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.